Backseat Quickies, episode 92, Man of Steel.
Bow chicka wow wow chicka wow wow chicka wow wow chicka wow wow bow chicka wow wow chicka wow 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 wow.
So, Man of Steel is an interesting case. Like, it's flawed, and I see it, and I appreciate its flaws, I think. I'll go through a few of them in a second, but I still liked it. Like, I came into the theater generally pleased. I wasn't expecting a ton from this movie. I really wasn't. But, that said, I got a lot out of it. I feel like I got my money's worth. I enjoyed my time doing it. So this is the third reboot of Superman. Second reboot, but third iteration of Superman on film. From Goyer, Nolan, and Zack Snyder, which is a really bad pairing. It's not chocolate and peanut butter at all. With, like, cause you can tell that what Goyer wanted was this really thoughtful story about family, but not about women at all, because Goyer's movies are never really about women. And Zack Snyder just wanted to blow shit up. And the blowing shit up is really, really good. Like, honestly, all I really wanted from this was a really good Dragon Ball Z movie with superpowered guys beating each other up. And that happens at the end, like, but the third act is, you get action fatigue. Like, he fights two Kryptonians with some army dudes in Kansas, and then he fights a giant mechanical squid dubstep gun. Yeah, it makes sense in context. And then he fights Zod, and he fights Zod some more. It's really, really good and really attractive, but each of those sequences probably could have been about a minute shorter, I think. A minute or three shorter. I think he needs to get to the point. But getting there, it's such a long trip. And some of it is good stuff. Like, I appreciate anything with Jonathan Kent was just absolutely great. And rather than doing it all at once chronologically, the movie bounces back and forth to different events. And that, I think that helps sort of break up the typical superhero origin story beats. And again, Kevin Costner is a great Jonathan Kent. This is a well-written Jonathan Kent. This is a great John Kent story. That said, Martha Kent's barely in it. And there's also a lot of stuff about Krypton. And I don't know how much we really needed of Krypton. Like, it's cool that... And the other thing is, it's not just building up Krypton as a place. Every single plot element has to tie back together. So you get this whole thing where it's like Zod isn't going after Superman, or Superman isn't going after Zod because Zod's going to kill all the humans. It's Zod's going after Superman because he's got all of the Kryptonian DNA data encoded in his cells somehow, and he needs that data in order to begin the Kryptonian eugenics program again once he kills all the humans. And I'm like, did we need that? Like, Goyer has to tie all the pieces back together when they don't really need to be there. So we get all these extra exposition scenes where we could have stopped and characterized Zod some more, because he has to flat out just tell what his motivations are as a person at the end of the movie, and I'm like, that's a little clumsy. He should probably, you know, have had a scene where those characterization was shown. And Russell Crowe is a cool Jor-El. Jor-El does a lot more, even though he's like a hologram ghost AI thing, but he's active, he's doing stuff, he's helping Lois Lane, trying to save the day. I liked Amy Adams as Lois Lane. She doesn't do quite enough, even though she does help save the day. I don't necessarily buy the romance between her and Superman. And, you know, and Henry Cavill's a very good Superman. I called it when I saw Immortals. I think he fills the part well. I think all the acting was really good. I mean, not every character had a lot to show for it. Like, the Daily Planet guys were just there to check that thing off the box, and so they don't have to set it up in the sequel, which I hope they get. I'd like to see more from Snyder, if not Goyer and Nolan. I'd like to see more of this version of Superman. But, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of stuff where it's just like, got that box, moving on. So you don't have a lot for these characters to dig into, but there's still something there. And the other thing that kind of bugs me is that it has this sort of sepia-toned filter over everything. And, I mean, the movie bounces all over the world, and there's a lot of different environments. So it's like, it unifies it visually, but it's Superman. You want like big, bright, pop-out colors. And I didn't see that. I also think Superman needed to smile more. He smiles a lot, but he just needs to smile a little more to really sell it. Everything in this movie looks great. I mean, it looks amazing. Whatever they spent, it looks like they spent more on special effects and just photography. It's really well shot. I mean, Zack Snyder knows how to compose a fucking scene. This episode's explicit now. Oh well. The other thing is the score. I liked it. I mean, there's never going to be a thing that replaces John Williams's fanfare as a Superman theme. Never, ever, ever. But Hans Zimmer knows that, and he doesn't try and replace that. He relies on a lot of bass thrums echoing a heartbeat really well. He uses choirs really well, and that stands out. It's just standout work from Zimmer, and I was very impressed. Like, again, I was really happy with leaving this movie. I was pleased with it. I enjoyed my time. But it's still something you have to roll around in your brain. And one thing a lot of people are complaining about is that Superman killed a guy. There's never been a scene in this movie that establishes that Clark has a no-kill policy. But it's still out of character for Clark, in general. And a lot of people are up in arms about it. And here's, I guess, my point, is that Zod was gonna kill everyone. Like, Clark didn't have a choice. And it wasn't because he was gonna kill that family in particular. It's because he was gonna kill everyone. He was not going to stop. He basically said so. And he and Clark acted appropriately. And they showed the grief beat. And I hope that builds in a second movie to explain that he establishes a no-kill policy. Because that's gonna be a question later when you get to the second act of any Superman movie and you're like, so why doesn't he just laser this guy's face off? But yeah, overall, worth the time, worth the money. Check it out, even if you're not a Superman fan. See ya.
Oh my god, it's the Backseat Producers.
Backseat Quickies and a number of better podcasts can be found at backseatproducers.com. To offer any feedback or submit your own quickie, check out the thread at spookyouthouse.com/forum. Music by Scott Wachter.
Oh yeah, baby.
I thought they smelled bad on the outside on upcoming superhero movies.
Scott, I'm gonna punch you in the face.
Why?
Because there is another movie that we must discuss.
Oh, what's that?
Man of Steel.
Oh, Man of Steel. Okay.
Wait for someone to say that.
Here's my thoughts on Man of Steel. It's Zack Snyder directing Kryptonian on Kryptonian violence. And as much as I'm annoyed that they're recycling a Superman villain we've already seen on screen, and that there are plenty of Superman villains we could talk about.
But he was the best Superman villain.
This is going to be the best Dragon Ball Z movie ever.
I have no frame of reference for Dragon Ball Z.
Please check our website at sbopodcast.com.